Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we come to you on this early program called The Early Echo. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to continue with this type of works. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal, as per routine, we listen to the virtues and blessings of Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we actually learn as to what intentions can we as servants and slaves, we as bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make for the day. And of course, we connect ourselves to Madinatul Munawwara. We increase the love in our hearts for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we basically listen to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So please stay tuned to Madani Channel. The whole idea for this program is to actually inculcate in us the sunnahs and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is to find solutions in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah and implement in our lives so that we can overcome our trials and tribulations, inshallah, azza wa jal. So now let us listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting Darood Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful narration, a very beautiful motivational story, documented and written by a great scholar in Islam, none other than Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad bin Ahmad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He has mentioned a very beautiful parable regarding Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there was a woman that came to Hazrat Khaja Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and she said, "Huzur, I had lost my daughter and I really miss her. She has passed on. Could you please give me something to do, something to read, so that I could see my deceased daughter in my dream?" Therefore, Khaja Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala advised her what to do. She came back in the court after some time and she said, "Hazrat, I had seen my deceased daughter in my dream because I had done as you had advised me to do, but the condition that I had seen her is really severe and really bad. For I had seen chains around her neck, around her hands, seen her feet bound together. She was being punished and she was being tormented. And as a mother, I could not even see that dream. Allahu Akbar. I got up with a panic and I have come straight to you. And I'm sure this is some type of sign that she's stressed, she's parishan, she's in some type of trouble, she's being tormented. This is the azab and punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hazrat, I am a mother and I cannot see my daughter in this condition. Aap kuch farmaye, aap kuch kare." Khaja Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala was very saddened to hear such a dream from this woman. He therefore asked her to leave when she had related the dream. After some time, Khaja Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala slept and he seen a very beautiful girl sitting on a throne with a crown adored on her head. And she says, "Well, I am the daughter of that woman who came to you some time back and complained about my critical condition." He says, "Yes, I do remember. Your mother cried, she panicked, she was stressed for you. You were being tormented. You had chains and your feet was bound. You had been using the clothes of the Jahannamis. How did this transformation take place?" She says, "Well, Hazrat, yes, I had committed many sins due to which I had been tormented. But in that graveyard that I had been buried, in the Qabristan where I had been buried, Allahu Akbar, in that cemetery, a pious personality was passing by. He was going somewhere else and as he passed the graveyard, he recited Darood and Salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. By the virtue and blessings of reciting one darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed that torment from over 560 graves. Allahu Akbar. Yes, through the blessings of reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people had been forgiven. Over 560 people had been forgiven. The tormentor had been lifted away due to the blessings and virtues of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barkat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat Parwan Aisha May Risalat, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, he composes a very beautiful kalam. And he recites Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he says,
Un par durood jinko hajar tak kare salam, un par salam jinko tahiyat shajar ki hai, tahiyat shajar ki hai, un par durood jinko kase bekasa kahe, un par durood jinko kase bekasa kahe, un par salam jinko khabar bekhabar ki hai, un par salam jinko khabar bekhabar ki hai, khabar bekhabar ki hai.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the reason for us to basically give you different types of ahadith and narrations is so that every day we have some type of motivation. We should never ever be heedless of this blessing, because this is a way and a medium for our forgiveness. It is a way to achieve salvation from the horrors of the qabr as well as the akhirah. It's our problem. It is due to our heedlessness that we cannot even make the time to recite 100, 200, 300 Durood-e Pak. But here is the chance. By doing this, you and I will indeed achieve blessings in this world and the hereafter. I mentioned this with some type of intention in my heart so that I may narrate that which had been narrated to the Sahaba Ikram, which the Sahaba Ikram had narrated to the Tabi'een and Tabi'i Tabi'een, Aimmai Mujtahideen, Khulafai Rashideen, Awliyai Kamilin, the Saliqeen, the pious predecessors. It has been passed on and they have done that, mashallah, alhamdulillah. It is now our turn. It is now our duty to implement this in our lives to see a difference. So if you are in the kitchen cooking food, there is no need for you to be stressing about the household work or about the house chores or about your husband and the children. No, but as you cook, as you're making, cleaning the house, doing other housework, you can recite Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other brothers, whilst they are in their office or wherever you are, instead of spending your time heedlessly, if you make a habit, develop this habit of sending 50 Durood, 100 Durood, 150, Allahu Akbar, what a great blessing this is without a failure. Make your intention today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa sallam. Ab chalein aage badhte hain, and we move to the first segment, and that segment is the secrets of earning more rewards. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, today in this segment, as we do discuss the intentions, alhamdulillah, there is one sunnah which is called the sunnah of doing business. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had also done business. It is his sunnah. And therefore, alhamdulillah, to earn livelihood in this dunya, to earn some type of income so that we could sustain ourselves and our family members, alhamdulillah, every one of us should, of course, do business. Business karna chahiye, and we should actually find resources. We should work really hard in order to make ends meet. But of course, our reliance, our trust is not in those resources, but in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, inshallah, let us make some intentions as to what can we do before we begin our business. Yes, even if it means you're doing this business for over 15 years, 20, 30 years, and you are opening a shop, you are working in a factory, whether you're employee or employer. But however, inshallah, today as an employer or as a businessman, what intentions can you make, inshallah? So, dear viewers and listeners on the channel, firstly, remember, we all do business. Sometimes the intention is, today I want my turnover to be 100,000. Today I want my turnover to be 40,000, 80,000, whatever intentions you make. This is the worldly intention. But had you made this intention that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, today, alhamdulillah, as I sit in my car and go and open my factory, open my shop, or before I enter my business, my intention to go here is so that I could earn rizq halal. Halal, tayyib, pure sustenance. Allahu Akbar. I'm making this effort of waking up in the morning, having a bath, changing, having breakfast, and I'm sitting out of home so that not because I have a responsibility. Aside from that responsibility, your intention should first be this, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am going to seek halal sustenance and rosy. Allahu Akbar. Very good intention to make. Secondly, I will do business, buying and selling honestly. Yes, I will do it with honesty. I would not cheat in my business. I would not lie about my product. You know, this is a very bad trade deal of use on this Ramadani channel. Aksar humne dekha hai, suna bhi hai, dekha bhi hai. And this is something which is very common. It's a global virus and problem that whenever you go to the marketplace to buy anything, at times, you know, the sellers will motivate you by saying, Wallahi al-azim, Wallah billah, talla, qassam. You know what, this is the best thing. You're never going to get this cheaper than this. And here, I have bought it for 10 and I'm giving it for you for 9. I give it to you just for 9. I'm actually going below my cost. Astaghfirullah. You know, lies of this nature. This is not honesty. Actually, you had lied to the person firstly for what amount you had bought it. You had lied about what quality it has. You had lied about so many things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when a person takes a false oath in his business and he sells that product, but it will remove the blessings from your business. It will remove the barakah and the blessings from your sustenance, from your money. Allahu Akbar. It will only earn you sin, because why? You had lied about that. So this intention should be made, and you should actually, you know, give this bayan and lecture to your employees who work under you, that if a customer came and he wants to buy it and is asking more details about the product, as you are honest, they must also be honest. At times they don't know how honest my boss is. You gotta have to show them and tell them that, well, I am like this and I want you to also be honest about it. If it's rotten, it's rotten. If it's not right, it's not right. If it's not working, it's not working. Don't sell a broken product to any customer just to make a few rands, a few extra bucks, because why? That's going to lead you into the hellfire. Trust me, dear viewers and listeners of the channel. So the intention is that when you leave in the morning and go for halal sustenance and rosy, the intention that you make is that inshallah azza wa jal, I will be honest in my business, in my tradings, in my affairs, at my work inshallah azza wa jal. Secondly, I will avoid being a person who will take chances. I will basically not praise my merchandise falsely. Sometimes we also do this a lot, that we praise the merchandise or the product or the person who's come. We throw them up in the air. There's a lot of wrong things we do and we bring them back down to the... We just had to throw them up. Why? Because they had to buy the product and lie about everything else. So false praises is also not right. I will avoid lying, cheating, backbiting, promises, being dishonest, backbiting, tail-telling, being ill-mannered, speaking in an uncivilized and rude manner and hurting Muslims. At times, this has also been seen. If a person doesn't want to buy a product, there is no need for a person to become so hard and harsh and start swearing and saying, well, it's up to you. If you don't want to buy it, I've got other customers that will come buy it. It's up to you. And in a rude manner, you chase your customers. This is also not a good way. Or standing in your business and making stories about the whole dunya, about that other partner and the business competitive and this guy and that guy and he's cheating me and I'm going to show him back. Astaghfirullah. Be good, be calm, be honest. And inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. And no one can ever put you down if you only adopt honesty, because honesty is the only policy besides being the best policy. Yes, if you be honest in your work, in your affairs, inshallah azza wa jal, no one will put you down. Your job too will be pakka, as well as you will earn the barakah and blessings in your sustenance. You will see barakah in your rosy, inshallah. And of course, dear viewers in the Ramadani channel, another very good tip and intention you can make is that in my business, because if you're an employer and you have an office, or you just have to oversee things, or whatever position you have, whereas there is no talking involved, then you can make this intention before you leave your home in the mornings, that inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I'm free, when there's nothing else to do, instead of spending my time uselessly, heedlessly, spending my hours and hours of time needlessly, I will basically recite dhikr azkar. I will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my spare time, inshallah azza wa jal. I will recite darood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will at least read one booklet to earn some knowledge, some type of ilm, inshallah azza wa jal. And of course, I will not violate the rights of others. It mustn't be such, now there's a customer waiting for you and you are saying, let me finish this paragraph. No, that's not right as well. So in your free time, do not spend your free time, your time which is basically for you, and you could have done so much in that time. So as they say, I will not try and spend any of my leisure time, which is your free time, in doing heedless activities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon what we have just heard for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, it's your benefit. If you don't want to follow, there's nothing for anybody to lose. Actually, you are the one that's going to be losing. And this is not the intention and the style of a believer, but rather he follows the sunnahs and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the whole idea is always to be motivated so that you could motivate others out there, inshallah. Azzawajal. Let us move to the next part, and before that, let us recite together unanimously durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And now, inshallah, Azzawajal, we are going to move to the next part, but before we go to that segment, which is revival of sunnah, let us listen to a kalam composed by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, who is resting in Hind, Bareilly Sharif, a beautiful kalam and world renowned and famously recited kalam, just as Mustafa Jan rahmatullah kusalam is famous. This kalam is also famous. In fact, in South Africa, we call this the anthem of South Africa, alhamdulillah, because whenever we go for any program in this country, alhamdulillah, this kalam is always recited by youngsters, by adults, alhamdulillah, and it's really heart touching because it is the truth. And this is our aqeedah, and that is sabse ola wa ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wa ala hamara nabi. This is the kalam rendered and recited by Asif Attari, sallamahul bari, inshallah. Let us now listen to this kalam, and thereafter we will be back shortly, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh, God.
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. How was that کلام؟ سبحان اللہ. سب سے اولا و اعلی ہمارا نبی، سب سے بالا و اعلی ہمارا نبی، اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی، دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی. سبحان اللہ. یس یس ڈیئر ویوز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، دس از اور عقیدہ، اور لو فور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ دا مور یو لو ہم دا مور یو ول فالو ہز سنہ. اور چلے اب ہم دوسرے سیگمنٹ کی طرف اب جاتے ہیں، وچ از آف کورس دا لائف اسٹائل آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، پرٹیکولرلی اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ دا سنہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بیکاز اور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لیوڈ اے ویری ویری ماڈریٹ اینڈ ہیلتھی لائف اسٹائل. دا فوڈز دیٹ ہی ہیڈ ریکمینڈیڈ ہیو نون ٹو بی the most healthiest food in this age and time. Subhanallah. What he had recommended 1400 some odd years back, today, aaj, usi khane ki taraf targhib dilai ja rahi hai. Yes, eat that food, eat that meal. Today, science is basically finding out about the virtues and the blessings and the significance and health related issues of eating those things which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had recommended many years back when there was no science in existence. Allahu Akbar. The technology was not that high at that time, but Allahu Akbar. Allah says in the Holy Quran, wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been taught the knowledge and been given the knowledge and ilm of everything, subhanallah, of this world. Dear viewers on the Samadhani channel, let's very quickly go through some foods which is number one, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, it is healthy for us, but because of the taste at times, we don't really want to do it, because we all have taste buds in our mouth and we always want junk food, we always want to taste that which isn't any beneficial to us, as fast foods, etc., etc. But if you have some time and you're really serious about your health and you really want to fix yourself up, so here you go, inshallah. Take this as a nasiha and as advice, inshallah, and you can implement this in your life. Number one, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Rasul used to eat qitta'ah, wild cucumbers with ripe dates. In Tirmizi Sharif, this hadith had been mentioned. Cucumbers with ripe dates. Cucumbers are made of 95% of water. This makes them great to eat on hot summer days. Of course, if it's very hot in your country, especially in Indo-Pak, Pakistan, in India, in Hind, and many other parts of Arab countries, it's nice to consume this cucumbers because why? It has like 95% of water in it. And of course, besides that, there are many other reasons to eat cucumbers. They are good in source of vitamin A, C and B. Potassium, iron and magnesium. Cucumbers are also high in antioxidants and beneficial plant compounds that can help protect the brain, fight against certain cancers, and may have anti-inflammatory properties. The best benefit they give is that they give you a fresh breath as well. It removes the bacteria from the mouth or from the gums that keeps your mouth fresh at times. Subhanallah. So dear viewers and listeners of the channel, if you eat this with this intention, firstly, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was invited for a program, and subhanallah, in that program, invitation, that da'wat he was given for a meal, there was a bowl of cucumbers given or placed in the front of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala. He then taken one cucumber, a single one, and he placed it in his mouth. And he had chewed it, he had eaten it, and there were other guests who were present there on the table, on the dining mat. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, instead of allowing others to eat of that cucumbers, he pulled the bowl towards him and he had eaten one by one, and within a short span of time all the cucumbers were finished. Everyone that was present there was thinking that this is like so weird. I mean, he has eaten all by himself and he had not shared this or offered this to anybody else. And when he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala had been asked as to why did you eat and consume all those cucumbers by yourself and you did not offer anybody else, whereas there were other people on the dining mat, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala had mentioned so beautifully, this is his love and connection and ishq for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he replied by saying that, look, yes, the condition, and it was that circumstances, whereas when I had eaten the first cucumber, it was bitter and sour. Since this cucumber has been loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas he had often eaten cucumbers and he had recommended the Sahaba ikram to eat this, and I know this is one of the favorite meals of Rasulullah sallallahu, or one of the favorite vegetables, should I say, of the Holy Rasul sallallahu. Therefore, I did not want anyone out of you to eat this cucumber and spit this due to the bitterness, or make your, or display disgusting expressions on your face by due to the bitterness of this cucumber. Therefore, I had swallowed and eaten all those bitter, sour cucumbers, thinking that this is the favorite meal of Rasulullah sallallahu. Had you eaten this, perhaps you could have possibly spat this out of your mouth because of its bitterness. And I would have not wanted you to spit that which Rasulullah sallallahu had loved. Subhanallah. Look at his ishq and love. This is really, really, really amazing, your views and listeners of Madani channel. This is really amazing. Really amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such type of muhabba and love and connection and devotion to the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Nonetheless, inshallah, let us move forward. And as I mentioned, good for the brain, good for the breath. Make this intention that you will eat this. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala had said this, that when a member of the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would fall sick, he would order that barley soup is made, and then the ill person would be commanded to have some of it. Subhanallah. And this hadith is in Ibn Majah as well. Subhanallah. Barley is extremely healthy and nutrition for the body. It is loaded with vitamins and minerals. It is a rich source of antioxidants and has a high fiber content. Though it has loads of healthy benefits, or health benefits rather, it is most well known for lowering the risk of heart disease and diabetes. Allahu Akbar. It is mostly known for this, that it lowers the heart risk disease. So if there's any risk of you having a heart problem, subhanallah, by having this barley, it is very nice. So inshallah, make this intention ki Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had it, you will also have it. Number three is that, of course, we all know this very well, the benefits of olive oil, subhanallah, what is zaytun. So it is a great substance besides only drinking it, it is something which can also be used on the hair, on the body, on the face. It can be used anywhere. And there are numerous blessings of this. It is filled with essential fatty acids that not only protect your health, but your brains as well. Allahu Akbar. This is olive oil. What's more, you don't have to, of course, take that in your mouth only, but to reap its benefits, rubbing the oil all over the skin and body is also very moisturizing, softening and nutritioning. So its nutrients can be given to you, providing that you don't only have to have it, but you can apply this on your body as well. So make an intention, inshallah, that you will do this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that if somebody takes some ajwa dates every morning, he will not be affected by poison or magic on that day till the night. Subhanallah. Likewise, there are many other narrations regarding the dates, because in another narration it has been mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever eats seven ajwa khajur jo khaye rozana har subah ko, he will not be affected by poison or magic on the day he eats them. Subhanallah. Dates are packed with full vitamins D of yous and the Madani channel, minerals and fiber, and make for a great alternative to sugar, as they are naturally extremely sweet. They are also packed with massive benefits, such as relief from constipation. So they may even protect against certain cancers as well. So khajur is a very good thing, especially ajwa khajur. Aap usko khaye lele inshallah. You know, we have the habit of always nibbling, but why on junk? Why on crisp? Why on things that's not going to be beneficial to your body and to your health? Aap ye sunnat apna lena inshallah. You will see the blessings of it, and you would never ever go wrong, dear viewers, and this is Madani channel. As well as in one narration, it has been mentioned by Abu Dawood and Tirmizi that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat watermelon with ripe dates, saying that the hotness of this substance, meaning the dates, neutralizes the coolness of that watermelon. Subhanallah. So he used to combine these two together, the watermelon as well as the khajur together. Watermelon is not only my favorite fruit, but subhanallah, although sometimes we don't get the chance to basically eat this, but we should make niyyah and intention that those things which are beneficial for your health, for your body, for you to be active in order for you to work harder, eat that, because your family needs you, your children need you. So take care of this amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you by eating healthy, by living healthy, sleeping healthy, working healthy, and you will have a better life inshallah, free of stress, free of tension. Because many a times when the mind is weak, it weakens too fast over little calamities and problems. Our minds are not strong, our hearts aren't strong. We take little bit of tension and we are depressed for the whole week. Allahu Akbar. So follow these sunnahs inshallah azzawajal, and keep your body active and strong. You need to be healthy physically so that you could read your salah properly inshallah. We're seeing youngsters in the masajid who are sitting on chairs and reading salah just for a minor back issue, a minor leg issue, whatever the problem may be. If there's no shari'i exemption from this, then one, and you and I have no rights to even do that. We basically got to consult with a true mufti and alim adeen inshallah, who will then give you a verdict as per your problem, whether you are exempted from this. But I'm basically saying something which is extremely natural and something which is commonly being happening in our society. Anyways, coming back to the topic, alhamdulillah, khajur wo cheez hai, kya baat hai, kya kehne. There are so many ashaar, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has even written about khajur. But before we go there, inshallah, also listen to this blessed virtue. Dekhe na, sahaba-e-ikram ka ishq-e-rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kaisa tha aur kaisa hai. Wo farmate hain, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had distributed some khajur to the sahaba, to the companions. Aur mere haath mein bhi 7 khajure aapne ata farmaya. He had given me 7 dates in my hands. On 7 khajuron mein, from those 7 dates, there was one date which was the hardest and it was quite dry. Sukha bhi tha aur sakht bhi tha. Allahu Akbar. It was difficult and hard to chew them, but I loved that hard khajur, that dry khajur, more than the other 6 soft khajurs. Why? Because as it took me longer to chew and to buy that hard one than the soft ones. Kyunki sarkar ne hame ata farmaya tha. Allahu Akbar. Because that khajur jo sakht tha, usko khate khate time lag raha tha, der lag rahi thi, to mujhe aur maza aa raha tha ki wo khajur jo sarkar ne hame ata farmaya, that date which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given me, which is hard and dry, it took longer to chew and to bite. Mere muh mein zyada der tak raha. And I enjoyed it because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given me that date. So I just narrated this hadith to you to increase your love and your muhabba for the Holy Rasul and to the companions, and see their jazba and their ishq and their enthusiasm. Subhanallah. Moving on, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. We eat unnecessarily. We eat and we like to munch on unnecessary items time to time, which isn't a good thing for your old age. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a long life, kabhi kabhi pet ko khali bhi rakhna chahiye, not always filled with these types of junk foods. Remember ki jinka hum kalma padhte hain, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whose blessed lifestyle is the best example which the Quran speaks about even. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Looking at his blessed characteristics, the Quran says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allahu Akbar. And so many other different ayat and verses in the Holy Quran. This is that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has the ownership and who's authoritative in both the worlds, who's been given authority, who's been given leadership, being a leader of not only this world and not only of human beings but for the entire universe. His diet is what? What is his diet? Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, many of them, many of the Sahaba Ikram, khud Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ye farmate hain ki, from the time we seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, aapne jab se hijrat farmaya, from the time he came to Madina until his apparent demise, jab tak aap is dunya se, hamari aankhon se ujal, ya parda farma gaye, from that time, in that 10 years, we never ever saw the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever eating food full stomach. Ye bhi the sunnati rasul hai. It's not that we're saying we're going to eat all that which we have just heard now, but we'll eat till our fullest, till our bellies are full and overflooded, overflowing, till the throat, you can't breathe. Allahu Akbar. This is also contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have mentioned that we have never seen him eating for 3 consecutive days, or consistent days since his arrival in Madinatul Munawwara till his blessed apparent demise from the dunya. Allahu Akbar. He will be content with that. So if you ye khana farmate, for many days, if there was breakfast, there was no lunch, and if there was lunch, there was no supper. Or at times for continuous, consecutive, connected 3 days in a row, they would have no food in the home. Allahu Akbar. So beautifully, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah had composed this couplet. He says, Kabhi jo ki moti roti, to kabhi khajur pani. Kabhi jo ki moti roti, to kabhi khajur pani. Tera aisa saada khana, tera aisa saada khana. Madani Madine wale, Madani Madine wale, Madani Madine wale, Madani Madine wale, Madani Madine wale. Ye mareez mar raha hai, tere haath mein shifa hai. Ae tabib jald aana, ae tabib jald aana. Madani Madine wale, Madani Madine wale, Madani Madine wale. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And of course, there are many, many other sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to foods, related to different dishes, and the recipes of those dishes as well is really amazing. Inshallah, phir kabhi mauka milega, when we speak in the upcoming programs, inshallah, we're going to put in more segments about the food aspect, because it's really amazing and it is related to our daily lives, inshallah. If once in your home, once a week, twice a week, you cook that which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you eat that with this intention, ki sarkar ne ise pasand farmaya, to lihaza main bhi karta hoon, it has amazing blessings, inshallah. Try it and you will see the blessings. Let us move on to that Naat Sharif. Wa kamale husne huzur hai. So, sirf do hi ashar padhte hain is kalam ka, inshallah, muhabbat ki salmi ke padhte hain.
بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے دے نہیں اور کوئی مفر مقر بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے پر جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو، جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں، صلو علیہ وآلہ، صلو علیہ وآلہ، کرو مدح اہل دول رضا، کرو مدح اہل دول رضا، اور اس بلا میں میری بلا، ارے میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا، میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا، میرا دین پارا ہے نا نہیں، صلو علیہ وآلہ، صلو علیہ وآلہ، صلو علیہ وآلہ، He was the perhaps this is the area's name called Nanpara, and this was a Nawab and a person of that area. So basically it is mentioned that when people requested him to basically write a kalam regarding this, he then composed this kalam, wo kamal husne huzur hai ke gumaan naqs jahan hai. And in the closing couplet of this naat he says, karu madhe ahle wal raza, he says, oh raza, your job is to basically praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to write poems and poetry flattering the ministers and the kings of the zamana is not your job. You have not been created to do that. Karu madhe ahle duval raza pare is barame meri bala. You know what, this is a bala on its own, and may my sicknesses and may all my nazar fall into this, because this is not a good thing. Allahu Akbar, he says, میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا. I am obedient to my master. I am the gada, I am the servant of my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my deen, my religion is not Parayna. Subhanallah. So Parayna was, Nan Para was the area's name. Now look at Allah changed the same area's name and he brought that into this kalam. And he says, my deen is not Parayna. So Para means the place's name, and naan means roti. Allahu Akbar. So roti ka tukda, parai na. Para means to be a piece. So piece of bread. So he says, my deen is not like a piece of roti and piece of naan that I'm going to be flattering the kings and the ministers and the nawabs, but rather I have been created only to praise Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he says, saba wo chale ke baagh phale, wo phool khile ke din ho bale, liwa ke tale salame khule, raza ki zabaan tumhari liye. Dear brothers in Islam, inshallah, we have come to the end of this program, and this was a kalam you have heard. Of course, inshallah, we were unable to cover our entire program in for today. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will be back soon on this program, and we basically show our gratitude and thanks to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. For now, take care, and wherever you are, do not forget the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.